cloudy day for me. Then good luck came knocking at my door.
And welcome. You're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. Coming up, Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. Stay tuned and allow your blue skies to lift and be rosy.
All the day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. I noticed that the days are hurrying along. When you're in love, oh, how they're gone. Bluebirds, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies all the day long.
Like the mantra, Om. Actually, that's why we named it Omis, because Om is supposed to be the first word uttered, and it actually creates a healing vibration when you say it. So that's our tagline, is let the healing begin. As soon as you say Omis, you're starting to heal.
And as a river unwinds, you'll see the turns of your life.
And welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine, and it is really such a joy to spend this hour with you. As I was preparing to come in today, and I was working on the program throughout yesterday and really earlier in the week, because I do have something to share that I think is most valuable, and something that is small but has the currency of help with it. It helps us to maintain our health so that we don't get into trouble in the long run. And I think that's the best way to go, to sustain our health, to be healthy, to have a stronger repertoire of defenses against those pathogens that may be out there that we want to ward off, that we don't want to have invade our lives, invade our bodies. But when you think about it, we live with pathogens. That's part of what it is to be human. We live with bacterias. We live with viruses. We live with all kinds of germs, both in and out of our bodies. It's hard to think about that we have all this going on inside of us as well. But we have to understand our life and our being as being, as an individual being, we are an ecosystem. And we live harmoniously with the environment around us, which is an ecosystem. And things can get out of balance with that exchange of information and structure. You know, we eat food and we become that food. It turns into the structure of who we are. When the food is in our body, that food digests. And we have little bacterias that help do that. Our food, the waste eliminates. We have other organisms that help us do that. So we live in a harmonious, symbiotic way with all kinds of invisible to the eye beings, that some of them are here to help and some of them not so much. So we want to maintain that balance, and that's what today's program in part is going to be about. And we're going to be looking at what we can do and how we can work with nature, in harmony with nature, to sustain and maintain our health. And today, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Noreen Mulvanerty, whom has received her Doctor of Nursing Practice at Georgetown University. She currently teaches pediatrics at the Borough of Manhattan Community College, BMCC, and is a DNP, Doctor of Nurse Practice, APRN, Advanced Practice Registered Nurse, and FNP-BC, a Family Nurse Practitioner Certification. And she is the CEO of Herbal Intervention, LLC. Noreen Mulvanerty has blended years of experience, extensive experience, in both Eastern and Western medicine to create the perfect organic herbal first aid spray, OMIST. A board-certified family nurse practitioner and herbalist with a postgraduate certificate in holistic nursing as well as Chinese medicine. Mulvanerty also celebrates more than 25 years of experience in New York emergency rooms and spent 5 years researching and growing plants to narrow down 4 indigenous plants that clinically demonstrate multiple healing properties: calendula, yarrow, plantain, and wild roses. She perfected the formula for Om Mist in 2006, and following its launch, it has been very well received amongst thousands of consumers all over the U.S. as well as parts of Europe. Also joining in our conversation is Tilly Griffith. Tilly is the project director and social media manager for Herbal Intervention and Om Mist. And from my experience, she's also the one with the details. So we had a wonderful conversation, and I'm going to share a segment with you and invite you to interact with this during following this segment. And so please do stay tuned. Start with you telling us a little something about your experience. It's easy enough to read what you do. For the people who may not know what all of this alphabet stands for, and frankly are really interested in your rendition of your experience, how you've worked with people, what you've been doing with them, what you've discovered through that experience, and how you're bringing all that experience into your work with Herbal Intervention.
Oh, I would be happy to share my experience. It starts a long time ago as a little girl helping my neighbors and my mom when they had different ailments. I can recall a time when I was very, very small, collecting plants in my garden and putting them in a warm basin because my mom had issues with very sore feet, which we later realized were she had terrible bunions, actually. And I would make these soaks for her, and before I would put the plants in the water, I would actually turn my little tricycle upside down and put all the plants in the front wheel to sort of, I guess, macerate the plants. And, you know, at the time, I guess I didn't really know what that meant, but it was sort of an instinct. And as I grew, my family, both my mother and father, are from Ireland, and I would go to Ireland, and I would hear stories from my aunts saying how my grandmothers were herbal lovers of herbal medicine and would make cures from plants in their garden. And so I think it's really, it runs in the family. It's a sort of a wise old tradition. So the more I studied plants, and I would do this by asking my parents were world travelers, and wherever they went, I would ask them to bring back books on plants that grew in the places where they were visiting. And so I then formally started to study plant medicine as I was in nursing school, attending many conferences. I studied with Susan Weed, who's a world-renowned herbalist, and attended many of her conferences. And I went to Columbia University. There was a botanical medicine course there where I took courses at the Botanical Garden in the Bronx and saw how they would examine plants from all over the world. And this really got me started into thinking that perhaps I should create something that could help people that I take care of in the ER. And so back in early 2000, when MRSA, which is a very virulent bacterial infection, came to be known, hospital-borne bacteria, it actually started penetrating the community. So it's now a community-acquired bacterial infection. And it starts off with a little scratch in the skin, and it can wind up giving you sepsis, and you can get very ill. And actually, people have died. Many thousands of people have died and do every year. And the treatments that we have now for skin ailments are recommended by the doctors are these thick ointments and salves that you put on skin and cover with bandages. But that's actually, in my experience, not the best way to treat a wound. I think you have to clean it thoroughly and let the air help to assist the healing process. And so I, along with Susan Weed, I collaborated with her on every level of this, decided to make a spray or a mist, and that the name is Om Mist because it is a spray. So it can deliver the constituents directly on the affected site. And so I originally made it for people who had sutures or stitches. So instead of putting that messy ointment on it, they could spray this first aid healing agent made from plants, because the other thing is I do have five children, and I obviously safety is a concern, and I wanted this formula to be just as safe as it would be effective. God forbid a child had gotten a hold of it. I wanted all the plants are actually edible. So it is just as safe as it is effective. And what I came to know after years of selling it is that it's not only good for stitches, it's great for burns and cuts and scratches and bites and anything topical. It can really help to alleviate pain. It can minimize inflammation. Its strongest and most powerful use is that it has antibacterial and antiviral properties. And we found out 2 years ago, we sent it to the lab. EMSL lab verified that it actually kills MRSA on contact. So we're very, very happy with this news because it can really help to combat these deadly bacterial infections and minor infections as well. So the thing about when you get a cut is if you're able to treat it in a way that it can hasten the process or speed up the process, it minimizes scarring. So that's another advantage to this little powerful bottle. It's a 1 ounce spray, and it's very handy to carry in your pocketbook or leave a bottle in your car or in your kitchen. And I'm just so excited and thrilled to be able to help many people with these, you know, prevent infections was my major goal in making this medicine. And also working with the farmers, we work with Healing Spirits Farm up in Avoca, New York. And Andrea and Matthias Risen have been herbalists for many, many years and have many, many products and have helped me very much in manufacturing the medicine right there. And when I say manufacturing, what I really mean is we go to the garden and we plant the seeds in this rich organic soil, and we tend to the plants, and then we actually harvest the plants in the height of the sun, and we solar dry the plants, and they're wildcrafted, and it's just a beautiful thing to be able to work with nature. And my children grew up helping me sow these seeds for the original plants, and so that I got to spend a lot of time with them doing that and teaching them how to garden and to have an appreciation for the land. And so we're also giving back to the farmers by including them in this process. They have just as much invested in this as we do, and it just pleases me so much that we're able to make such a powerful medicine out of a beautiful plant, or four plants in this situation.
And this is Heart of Mind, radio for the new millennium. I'm Catherine, and I want to invite you to consider what we're being told here. And Noreen has a lot of experience in hospitals and understands fully well the potential for acquiring really serious infections in the hospital. So I wanted to take another look at this. And so where can we find about the conventional medicine and issues? What better place would be than the Mayo Clinic? So I went to their website and looked up MRSA infection, M-R-S-A, MRSA infection. And it's methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus infections. It's hard to say, is caused by a type of staph bacteria that's become resistant to many of the antibiotics used to treat ordinary staph infections. Most MRSA infections occur in people who've been in hospitals or other health settings, such as nursing homes and dialysis centers. When it occurs in these settings, it's known as healthcare-associated MRSA. And these infections typically are associated with invasive procedures or devices such as surgeries, intravenous tubing, or artificial joints. Another type of MRSA infection has occurred in the wider community among healthy people. This form of community-associated MRSA often begins as a painful skin boil. It's spread by skin-to-skin contact. All risk populations include groups such as high school wrestlers, child care workers, and people who live in crowded conditions. So it's a real thing. And I remember hearing about, you know, quite a number of years ago how these bacterias were developing and growing in hospitals, and because of the overuse of antibiotics, they've become resistant to antibiotics. So they're very, very difficult to deal with. And so I was really very, very pleased to discover that this beautiful woman, she lives in upstate New York. I say beautiful because her soul to me seems quite lovely. You know, she has a lot of children. She's a nurse practitioner, so she comes into the city to Brooklyn to work to treat her clients. And she's cultivated this relationship with an organic farm and has created this formula for us to have and to have access to, Omist. And we're going to be hearing more about it. But before moving to that, to the other portions of our interview, I wanted to offer you an opportunity to make a pledge to support WBAI and receive as your thank you gift Omist Organic Herbal Healing First Aid Spray. And we have a two-pack for your pledge of $99. So this is, you have one for yourself. You can give one away. You can have one for your home, one to travel as you move to the city or the countryside or wherever you're going. And it's a way of really having that first aid, that first line of defense when something happens, and we can prevent ourselves from getting sick in this way. And Omist, formulated by Noreen Mulvanity, is a board-certified family nurse practitioner and herbalist with over 25 years experience in emergency rooms. So she is perfectly placed to be able to understand the problem, have witnessed the problem over the whole development of these resistant bacteria. But because she is also an herbalist, she has training in traditional Chinese medicine. So she has this ability to bring resources together in her, first of all, in her understanding, but also in putting together this formula. And we want to ask you to make that pledge for the two-pack. It's a $99 pledge. And it lasts a long time because, you know, it only takes a spray or two every time you use it. So it will last you a good long time. And it's an investment in your wellness and your well-being so that you can not have to go to the hospital over something that is smaller, that we can take care of, that doesn't necessarily have to develop into a full-blown infection. And this formula is made with calendula, plantain, yarrow, and wild roses. All four plants are organically grown, ethically wild-crafted, and solar dried on Healing Spirits Farm in upstate New York. So it's a way of making that investment in the health community, that segment of the health community that really doesn't get a lot of support in the mainstream. And it's being able to support a system that is integrated holistically with the herbalist, the woman who created it, the farmers, the one who grow it. It's harvested naturally, dried in the sun, and it's all organic. You really can't ask for anything more, because what I noticed about Noreen and her organization and her family. She works with her children. It's that it's a very nurturing and nourishing environment. It's a nourishing company. There's a lot of love there. I really enjoyed talking with her. And so you can make that pledge by calling 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And it's called OMIST, as in OM, because it's a healing remedy. But for me, what's really in there that makes it nourishing is the love and care and tenderness that goes into the whole process. It really matters to know that your remedies are grown in the sun, in organic soil, handcrafted with care and love, and processed into this beautiful first aid remedy. OMIST, Organic Herbal Healing First Aid in a Spray. We're going to hear a little bit more about it, but I want those of you who are listening to understand as we go forward, we have to build our first aid preparations, survival, thriving. We just, I think, have to become more rugged and survival. I won't say survivalist, but self-responsible. We want to be able to have access to what we need based on decisions that we make early in the game, to be able to have the teas and the herbs on hand, to be able to have the holistic medicines, to be able to really interact with your family in a way that's going to be helpful and make it so much easier for all of us to thrive. And that's what really excites me about this. It's something that will help us thrive. And it's not so expensive for what it is, all organic products. And we are offering you this two-pack. So you get two, one for now, one for later, one to keep, one to give, one to stay home, one to travel with. OMIST, Organic Herbal Healing First Aid Spray, two-pack for your pledge of $99 when you call that number, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And for those of you who want to try it out first, we do have it available for you to pledge and receive one OMIST Organic Herbal Healing First Aid Spray, and the one is $64.99 when you call that number, 516-620-3602. So you can do that, and that would be great. I've been using it, and it really does cool it down, whatever it might be. I play with my cat sometimes, and especially the boy cat can get a little rough and tumble, and I get scratched from time to time. And this just totally took care of it. It was really wonderful. I've used it for other things as well. And it's wonderful because you know it's natural, it's healthy, and it has the constituents that will make a difference. So you can pledge for the two-pack, the OMIST Organic Herbal Healing First Aid Spray two-pack at the $99 level, 516-620-3602. And that is the best offer that we're giving you today because it saves you a little bit. If you were to just get the one, it is $64.99, which you can do because it will last you a long time. One will last you a long time. So you can get the $64.99 pledge and get the OMIST Organic Herbal Healing First Aid Spray, and you'll receive that spray. But if you're frugal, you're community-minded, you want to share, you want to look towards the future. Maybe you have children and family that you know are going to have a need for this. Then I would advise that you pledge for the two-pack. Ole Miss Organic Herbal Healing First Aid Spray 2-pack at the $99 level. You could also go to the website give2wbai.org and you can search for Ole Miss, OMYST, and you'll see the two choices come up, and you can pledge online as well. Ole Miss Organic Herbal Healing First Aid Spray. The 2-pack is a $99 pledge. Please make that phone call, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And we are going to go back to hear a little bit more from Noreen, because it was really quite amazing, I think, to really have this engagement. I've been speaking with her and her her staff, and I even met her grandchild, who at one point was playing around and came and said hello. And it's just a beautiful, open-hearted family business and endeavor that is completely in harmony with what we support here on WBAI, and especially on Heart of Mind. Having a holistic, supportive endeavor in your life is really something that will it's important. It's important that we consider it and that we do this. So with this pledge, you help to support WBAI, which is massively important in our current day and age. At the $99 level, you'll have this reserve as well as the first aid spray available to you. You can carry it with you, and it's really, really important in this day and age when we have, when we're really vulnerable and when things may not seem serious. But if we neglect, it can become serious, and we don't want to do that. So I'm going to take you back to a little bit more of our interview with Noreen. Stay tuned.
It's been a lifetime of work and a lifetime of study, and I continue to study plant-based medicine. I have traveled to many countries, and which is another thing I love to do, is to travel to countries and learn what their grandmothers used, for instance, and folklore medicine and medicine that's just sort of known to indigenous communities. And that's why I chose plantain as one of the ingredients, because plantain is really pretty much grown all over the world. So it's a plant that's familiar to most countries, and that's why I believe it works as well as it does. Not just here, but it's been used in Europe. So we're very happy about that. And hopefully someday people all over the world will hear about our medicine and we'll be able to heal even more people.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And one of the things that I was thinking about with Ole Miss is that it is very important, I believe, for people to have this handy, because we're living during a time in which there's a lot of stress and people are afraid of contracting the virus. But they're also staying home more and probably more reluctant to go to the hospital for things that might seem more inconsequential. And to have the first aid at home of Ole Miss, to be able to take care of those accidents, whatever might happen in the home, in the garden, in our everyday life, that we can have an impact on maintaining our health so that it doesn't turn into something more serious that might take us to the hospital. And I'm wondering if you could speak about that and the advantage of having something like this, but also give us a little bit of information about the ingredients, the calendula, the yarrow, the plantain, and the wild roses, in terms of what they contribute, what they feature as part of the formula of Ole Miss. Tilly Griffith.
Yeah, so I'll talk on that. Ole Miss is really powerful. It's enriched with a lot of antimicrobial properties and qualities. And together with all the four ingredients, they make each other more powerful. So when you use Omis, it actually leaves kind of like an emollient layer of oil that heal the skin. So to go into depth with that, the first ingredient that is kind of at the forefront is calendula. It's really the anti-inflammatory ingredient, and it's the orange flower that kind of looks like a daisy that we grow. And also yarrow is this little white bunch of flowers that is really antibacterial in Omis. And plantain, it's used as an astringent. You can even see people put the actual leaf just on their skin and you can see results that way. So that's really powerful as well. And wild rose is really the rejuvenating quality in Omis and kind of help heal and soothe. And it also has a wonderful smell. So that's really the quality of Omis. And they're all beautiful plants and flowers. And yeah, it heals the skin, the mind, the body, and the spirit. And that's really our goal.
Yes, that's true. It works a bit like an aromatherapy, I would imagine, in that it just has a much greater positive experience with it than maybe some of the more conventional remedies or gels or creams might have, because it's light, it has its healing impact, and it's pleasant as well in the experience of how it smells and how it responds to the body. I've used it a few times and have found it to be really nice. I like it. If I had reason to use it more, I might, just because it feels cleansing and rejuvenating. So I'm wondering, is this something that people could use like a hand sanitizer if they wanted to use it that way?
Yeah, definitely. It's made with, I think, 60% alcohol. So yeah, you could definitely use it as a hand sanitizer. And at the same time, it would be healing to the skin, so your hands won't get all dry and cracked. So that's a plus.
Dr. Mulvanity.
Just to make a further point, it has been established that soap renders the virus, it is a lipophilic virus. So soap actually renders COVID inactive. So when you wash your hands, that's the biggest defender against COVID-19. And most viruses that we know, how they work is when they attach themselves to the host is when they sort of are able to then penetrate the host, the body. But when you wash your hands, it completely renders them innate and it eliminates the chance of them attaching to the host. So this is something that we already know. And we also know that alcohol has the same effect on this lipid virus. Known as COVID-19 and many other viruses that are just as serious that are out there. And also, of course, bacteria, staph infection, and strep reside on our skin as normally, but it doesn't really do anything unless there's a cut or a scratch or a bite or something that can cause an abrasion to the skin. That's how these infections kind of can penetrate. So that is the biggest defender against all these germs.
And I guess if we are keeping our hands clean and sanitized, we're not going to transfer that virus if we put our fingers in our mouth or touch our eyes or all those things. And so, as you were saying, cleaning the hands is the best defense. And you're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. And we're asking you to make a phone call to support WBAI. The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. And if you can make that pledge of support, it would be a wonderful thing. Wonderful for you in the sense that I truly believe in what we're offering today. I have used it and I recommend it and would definitely and will definitely share it with those whom I love. And I want to protect and keep safe. This is really something, you know, it's not making big claims about being cures. It just has clinical evidence, and that is a very powerful thing. And the first aid spray is Omist, Organic Herbal Healing First Aid Spray. We're offering you the two-pack at a $99 level pledge, and you can pledge for one of the Omist with a pledge of $64.99. So please do make that phone call, 516-620-3602. And it's really looking to keeping yourself safe and your family safe from the simple things that, if neglected, can become much greater problem. So, OMIST is formulated by Noreen Mulvanity, a board-certified family nurse practitioner and herbalist with over 25 years of experience in emergency rooms. She has been suturing and treating thousands of cuts, burns, and bites. Noreen Mulvanity found the current leading recommended treatment is a messy ointment that actually delayed wound healing, resulting in an alarmingly high rate of infection. As a mother of five children, it was Noreen's goal to make this product just as safe as it is effective for children and adults. It's easy to apply and dries in seconds. It is the first clinically effective, fully patented organic healing herbal first aid spray. OMIST reduces and in many instances eliminates the need for oral antibiotics due to OMIST's direct contact with wounds. And its ingredients are, I'm going to tell you the ingredients, but before we get to that and I give you a little bit on what's in it, I really must reach out to you and ask you to make that phone call. You're listening to a program that is on the edge of what the mainstream would be. We look at spirituality. We look at complementary health. We look at consciousness and how to self-empower ourselves through what we can do on the ground with our mind, with our body, with our spirit, with our hearts. So it doesn't really compete in the same way with the hard political programs, but it's very, very important to our well-being, to our survival. And for those of you who tune into Heart of Mind, I would ask you to please make a pledge of support. It could be a $25 pledge, and that would make you a member for a year. You can become a BAI buddy. In fact, you can do that right now if you're on the website and go look next to where the player is delivering this program. You can click right on to pledge to become a BAI buddy, and I do offer additional gifts as a BAI buddy. It's meditation, so you'll be able to get my meditations when you become a buddy. But today's program that I'm offering you is really remarkable. It's special because the best defense is to stay healthy. The best defense is to do the right thing by yourself. The best defense is to protect yourself, your family, your environment, and the things that you care about. And when you're making that pledge to WBAI, that's what we're looking for you to do, to support this media outlet that brings you a broad spectrum of ideas and educates you on many different levels and goes behind the scenes and challenges what you hear on the mainstream media. So please do support WBAI and support this program, Heart of Mind. If you want to do something fabulous for yourself, then make that pledge for OMIST, and then you'll have that. You won't have to be at a loss for what to do when the emergency arrives. You would have prepared ahead of time, and you can receive the TPAC for your $99 pledge. It's OMIST Organic Herbal Healing First Aid Spray 2-Pack. It's a $99 pledge when you call 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. 3602. You can also go to the donation site, give to WBAI.org, and you can make the pledge online as well. In addition to the two-pack for your $99 pledge, you can choose to get one of these really remarkable little miracles in a bottle, Omist, for your pledge of $64.99. But whatever you do, please do make a pledge of support. You could make a single donation. You can become a WBAI buddy and make an ongoing donation. Or you can even make that pledge and just receive the gift. It's a wonderful thing. So let me tell you a little bit about Omist. Let's see. It has in it calendula. Calendula is a plant in the daisy family, Asteraceae, which has antiviral, anti-genotoxic, and anti-inflammatory properties. It is used to topically treat acne, reduce inflammation, control bleeding, and soothes irritations. Plantains are effective in keeping your skin healthy. They are able to treat ailments such as rashes, cuts, wounds, ulcerations, swelling, sprains, bruises, burns, eczema, poison ivy, mosquito bites, blisters, cracked lips, and even more. And they are grown all over the world. Yarrow is a flowering plant also in this family. Yarrow is able to treat inflammations and quicken the healing process of bruising. It has broad-spectrum antibiotic properties and has been used for centuries as a pain reliever. Wild roses have been used medically for thousands of years. Wild roses are well-established treatment for inflammation of the skin and also used as an effective astringent. Now imagine what it would cost you to go out and get all those products if you were to do them separately and try to use them in a coherent way in the right mix so that you can have this impact, this effectiveness in your hands, at your fingertip. I'm going to go to the last clip before we have to move on, but I must ask you, you know, what's important here? What's important here is to really nourish and take care of yourself. That's what's important. So I'm going to ask you to do that by calling that number, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602 is the number to call, and you can make that pledge of support for WBAI, and we're going to go to the final chapter of this program.
Soap when it comes out, but until we get there, would it make sense to use the Omist, spray it on our hands, and then wash with whatever soap we have, combining?
That would be a very, I think, expensive commodity for people, to be honest. I think plain soap is the defender against these germs. But what I would say is that if you do get a cut or a bite or a scratch or a burn, you should wash the area first and then spray Omist on it. I don't think it's really, its intended use would not be to prevent something from happening if the skin was intact. Its main use would be to use it if somehow you did get an assault to the skin. So if you have acne, you can spray it on a cotton ball and put it on your face. If you scratch yourself in a gym, particularly because gyms are notoriously famous for having all kinds of little bugs growing, if you burn yourself in the kitchen, and believe it or not, it was my patients that used it for their stitches that called me in the very beginning in 2009 and 2010. people were calling and emailing me and telling me, you know, I had a burn and I reached for the omiss because I had it in my kitchen and I sort of wiped away the burn. And that's when I opened up the studies. First intended use, again, was just to put on stitches. But the reason why I'm saying that it's good for all skin ailments is because people with all kinds of skin problems, eczema, psoriasis, acne, burns, cuts, bruises, bites, even bed bug bites and scabies, they were using it. And it's also good for shingles topically. We don't really have anything out there that people can use because there's anti-pain properties in Omist as well. And there's also aesthetic qualities. So if men shave and they happen to cut themselves, they can use Omist and it minimizes bleeding. And these are all, we have thousands, not even hundreds, thousands of case studies and photographs before and after people using it, after they've gotten a dog bite or a cat scratch. One guy wrote in that he had a road rash from a motorcycle accident, and he had Omist on him, and it made such a difference when he put Omist on it. It immediately minimized the pain, and his scratches healed much faster than normally. My advice to him was to stop riding his motorcycle, but he didn't take my advice. But he never goes on a ride without it, he tells me. So I have a lot of funny little stories, too, of people using it for different reasons. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's just a really amazing little miracle in a bottle. Honestly, it helps so many people. And I'm just so happy that I was able to work with many people to come up with a formula that would reach as many people that it has and continues to do so.
Excellent. And if you could explain, I understand that it's made primarily for breaks in the skin. Is that the case with things like acne and shingles and other kinds of skin irritations? Is it that there's a break in the skin when that happens, or there's other properties of the Omist that come into play in those situations?
Whenever you have any invasion of the skin and any eruption in the skin, it is definitely changes at a cellular level. So it renders the under layers of the skin vulnerable to infection. So pimples or abrasions or cuts or anything like that would allow for a germ much more easily to invade the third space than if it was not there. So any kind of skin ailment, whether, again, eczema or psoriasis or even pimples, sunburns, especially even sunburns in the summer, hiking, you know, when you're hiking, this is something you should take everywhere with you, because if you spray it on, whatever cut you have or whatever invasion or any problem that you have in your skin, it delivers all the constituents right to that spot. So it kills the germs right away. And we've demonstrated that in a laboratory. And so it makes a big difference when you don't have to take an oral antibiotic or an oral pain reliever or an oral antipyretic, when you can avoid taking all these kind of drugs systemically by just spraying Omist on a cut. And there's about 150 sprays to each bottle. So even though it's a small 1 ounce bottle, it lasts a long time if you're not clumsy.
Yeah.
Like me, I use it a lot. I'm a little clumsy.
I know that families that have children might have more use for it than others, and it's completely safe to use on the skin of children as well, I presume.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent, excellent. And can you remind us of the actual study that you were referring to? What did it show?
Yes. So EMSL Lab, which is the most highly reputed microbiology lab in the country, it's in New Jersey. We sent a specimen to them to see how it would work against MRSA in particularly, because MRSA, which is a very resistant staph infection, there's not many things that can treat that. Even oral and IV antibiotics many times do not work on MRSA once it's invaded the body, once it gets systemically into the body. So they did studies and they reported that when you spray Omist on MRSA, and a fair amount of MRSA in vitro, it kills the germ greater than 99.99%. on contact.
That's amazing. And it's wonderful to realize that nature provides us with what we need to sustain and maintain our health. And also what I love about the work that you're doing is that it's all naturally grown, organically grown, and it really comes together as a pure product for people to be able to rely upon. And I really appreciate that about the work.
I just feel so blessed to be able to do what I love and to do what I'm so passionate about, and I've been passionate about it my whole life, and I don't think it's ever going to stop.
And we have just moments for you to make that phone call, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. This is an amazing product, as you have heard. And you can make that pledge at the $99 level for the two-pack, the Omist two-pack, or you can pledge for the one when you call 516-620-3602.
From WPSW in Washington and WBAI in New York, Stu Goodwin, and here are the headlines. At a press conference today in Louisville, Kentucky, Breonna Taylor's family attorney, Benjamin Crump, demanded release of the transcripts of the grand jury proceedings on the police killing of Breonna Taylor, while condemning Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron's handling of the case. Calls are mounting from activists and politicians for more information on how the grand jury decided not to charge Louisville police officers in the killing of Breonna Taylor. Andy Beshear, Kentucky governor, on Thursday reiterated his calls for Daniel Cameron to post online whatever he can about his investigation, and Democratic Senator candidate Amy McGrath said Cameron needs to release the grand jury report now. Cameron has said releasing such information could interfere with ongoing investigations. Protesters took to the streets of Louisville and other U.S. cities once again on Thursday, and once again, protesters put their safety at risk to express anger and sadness in the wake of the announcement that no police officers would be charged directly with the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. A protester was hit by a pickup truck as it drove through a crowd demonstrating against police brutality on Hollywood's Sunset Boulevard late Thursday, police in Los Angeles said. Meanwhile, a criminal investigation in Seattle is underway after a police officer was captured on video appearing to roll over a person's head with his bike during a protest early Thursday morning. There have been at least 69 car attacks on Black Lives Matter protesters since George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police officers in late May. The Senate took the unusual step of passing a resolution on Thursday, reaffirming its support for a peaceful transition of power. Meanwhile, President Trump declined for a second straight day to commit to a peaceful transfer of power if he lost the election, repeating baseless assertions that the voting would be a big scam. Trump's comments have Republican leaders scrambling to assure the public that their party would respect the Constitution without directly criticizing Trump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, "The winner of November 3rd, 2020 election will be inaugurated on January 20, 2021. There will be an orderly transition, just as there have been every 4 years since 1792. A federal judge ordered nationwide 2020 census counting to continue through October 31st. Attorneys for civil rights groups and local governments had sued the Census Bureau for its effort to halt the 2020 census at the end of September, arguing the shortened schedule would undercount residents in minority and hard-to-count communities. In her decision, Judge Koh said a shortened schedule likely would produce inaccurate results. Attorneys for the Census Bureau and the Department of Commerce will likely appeal the decision. In another fight over the census, the Trump administration said last week it plans to take its effort to exclude undocumented immigrants from the survey to the Supreme Court. Democrats in the House of Representatives will introduce a bill next week to limit the tenure of U.S. Supreme Court justices from lifetime appointments to just an 18-year single term. California Democrat Ro Khanna plans to introduce the bill on Tuesday alongside Democrat Representatives Joe Kennedy of Massachusetts and Don Beyer of Virginia. The bill would also limit the number of justices a president could nominate to two per term. It would also not apply to current Supreme Court justices. The Trump administration is proposing a new rule to limit student visas to 2 years for citizens of 59 countries, potentially complicating the path to an American college degree for tens of thousands of foreign students. Student visas are currently valid for as long as students are enrolled in their course of study. The proposal would affect citizens and people born in countries on the State Department's state-sponsored terrorism list, including Iran, Syria, Sudan, and